Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Senior Panther update for the third quarter. While the intention of this update is to help the senior students at Amphitheater High School, we also hope that those of you from around the country and the globe can benefit from this information as well. Those of you that have been tuning in from Chicago, Denver, Philadelphia, and Beijing, we thank you for your kind words and recommendations. And now, back to the update. Financial aid. The priority deadline for filing the FAFSA for the U of A, ASU, and Northern Arizona was February 14th. If you missed this deadline, do not give up. Go to fafsa.ed.gov and submit your information as soon as possible. You can even submit last year's tax information, and you can also submit the form without a PIN number. There are no excuses. One thing that we would like to remind you of when filing the FAFSA: do not go to FAFSA.com. I repeat, do not go to FAFSA.com. If you go to FAFSA.com, you will fill out the same information as the real website, and then they will charge you $80. We even had a student that accidentally went to the site and was charged double. When we called the company the very next day, we received a recording stating that their operators were busy. Please use fafsa.ed.gov. If you have any questions or concerns, please see your counselor. Now on to college news. The University of Arizona will be back on campus Tuesday, March 27th. For those of you that have applied and been accepted to the U of A, the next step is to go online and either pay or defer your deposit. That way you can pick an orientation date. In order to make your orientation date a little bit smoother, we will be offering the U of A Math Placement Exam on April 25th. Also in college updates, Pima Community College will be on campus March 7th to answer any questions that you might have. Although you can wait until next August to apply if you wanted to, it is highly recommended that you apply now. The sooner you start the process, the easier things will be for you next year. To help with this process, we'll offer the Pima Community College Placement Exam on Wednesday, March 14th. We will then take students to a special orientation on April 12th and April 19th. By going to this orientation, you'll be able to pick classes way before anyone else in Pima County. And now for a few final reminders. The state of Arizona requires that you pass all three AIMS tests in order to graduate. If you still need to pass one or more of the exams, make sure that you are going to tutoring and that you are taking the exam every time that it is offered. This will help if we need to augment your scores at the end of the year. From now until the end of the year, there will be a lot of announcements coming your way in regards to graduation and beyond. If you have any questions or need more information, please do not hesitate to come in and talk to your counselor. This has been the Senior Panther update for the third quarter. As always, thanks for listening, and have a great day.